Hello, Florence. This is Guess Who from Quan Nai, November 14th, 1968. On a rather cold and wet night, talking to you about the sorrow that fills our hearts from not receiving mail from one another, or rather from you not receiving mail from me, and from people sending wrong tapes and things like that. But I received a real nice letter from you today after having received a rather sad one the day before, and with a little dig in it about writing me sometime if you have time. And I don't blame you if you don't get any mail and you got the blues, lay it out there on the letter. But anyway, this is one that you'll receive during a long dry spell, and I hope it cheers you up, and I hope that by my so doing you'll be able to hang on until I get home. The weather's been real nice today in a way. At noon when I was eating, the sun came out. And when the sun shines nowadays, it's a rather pleasant experience because we get quite a bit of rain. Sometimes it's very tropical rain with a lot of wind and cloud and lots of water in it. Sometimes it's kind of sprinkly like Hawaii with a little shower passing by. But now when you fly over the land, there's plenty of water in the rice paddies and things are quite green and the grasses and the gray and the rice is starting to grow. And it's a time when I think people are a little happier, I guess, because it's getting toward the end of the year and probably toward Tet. Things seem to be changing considerable now. I don't know what the election had anything to do with it. Everyone in this part of the core is rather optimistic about things. There's a considerable amount of words being bandied about on the Saigon level between the Vietnamese, South Vietnamese government, or from the South Vietnamese government about the conduct of the Paris talks and the United States doing all the talking with the North Vietnamese and the South Vietnamese being left out. But I don't know whether they would do any good in the talks or not. They'll have to be in on the finish, and I know the United States is not going to leave them out altogether unless we decide that we have to do it, to take them over and run it. But I think our policy is going to be to give them everything we've got from now on, militarily, and we're going to hurt the VC without any let-up until they come to terms of some kind. They've been hurting around here very badly for the past few months. And I know that if the rest of the country's hurting like this country, old North Vietnam doesn't have too much to go on. And the bombing halts in the North, I don't think now are going to be too effective for the North Vietnamese to improve their status here. I think we've increased bombing in other areas. This is just between you and I, and not anything at all but from officially. But I just have a feeling that the pressure point has just shifted to another area where the Vietnamese have been piling up, maybe in another country close by. I took a trip to Da Nang day before yesterday, and just a quick hop to pick up some forms and attend a conference. And or yesterday it was. See how time flies? I don't even know. I went up in the morning and had a conference and came back in the afternoon. I went to the PX up there and bought some glasses, a dozen glasses, and three bottles of Chianti wine for the boss, and something like can openers, and what else did I buy? Just some things that we need around the house. I'm quite a house lady now. I do, when I go out shopping, I just look for things I need. Well, there was a good little break, came back, and we've got a lot of personnel action going on here. We're shifting over our personnel accounting from the cords to the Naval Supplier Support Activity, who's going to do our accounting for us, and we have to submit new forms and new applications on the people, and we have to do a lot of paperwork that isn't too much of a change from the other, but will change our paymaster in a way, and maybe we'll have a more personal, more permanent accounting of these people. We're having a lot of trouble with paying people. We have an impress fund on that we use that to take care of incidentals on many things that we have problems with when we can't get them through supply. We can buy them on the market, and if we have emergency problems where we need laborers, we can hire them. And so we use this considerably because it cuts all the red tape and we just get things done, and it's much cheaper than doing a lot of paperwork on it in the long run. Well, they're beginning to be conscious of methods of operation now, and so they're cutting down on a lot of our impress fund business, and consequently we have to change certain types of operations to get the money we've got. For example, we have had one secretary here who is a Filipino gal, and during this turnover period they haven't been hiring anybody, and so during this time I've been paying her out of this impress fund, and it's against the law, for according to the Da Nang people, and so they've made us stop it, and still we can't put the application in for the hiring. And I'm going up to Da Nang again on the 20th to get something done and settled about this. Somebody has to give us some money of some kind. So it's just part of the old personnel game that keeps going on. From the management side, or the support, as we call it here, I'm still working with the trying to get electricity in the power plant, and a lot of people trying to help me, I guess, from the American side. I was working sort of like the Vietnamese work, trying to get some power to us, and the colonel went over there with me, and he got flying around high, and he sent a man, flew a man down to the next core to pick up a chain lift, and God, they got down there, and nobody knew about it, and the plane had to come back, and the poor lieutenant had to stay down there 2 days, and no previous arrangement, so eventually, now, a week later, the Vietnamese are handling it in their own time, and I went over there today, and they have that big old machine tore apart, and the main bearings out, and they didn't need a chain lift after all, I guess. Anyway, we've made some friends, and they've kind of cut us in on electricity by tapping us in on the street lights they have. And it just so happened that yesterday we were cut in on it, and last night, and our generator broke down, and damn if the fuse didn't blow out in the street that we're on, and so we were without lights all night. And when you're used to it, you don't mind it, but you know, we've got candles we keep all the time, and it just so happened that we had, through the flood, we run out of electricity, so we had candles. But it's kind of odd reading by candlelight. However, it's not impossible, and we do it quite a bit. But tonight we've got power, and I've got my old machine clicking. I'm running it off to talk to my baby. Speaking of talking to my baby, I imagine you were embarrassed and or rather sad when you found out you sent me the wrong tape. How in the world could you do a thing like that? You're supposed to just play it back to test it, see how it is, and then take it off the reel and put it right in the box. Baby, you're not supposed to shuffle them around and get them mixed up. But I don't know. Do you play it back? I hope so. And I hope, by the way, I hope these are turning out better. I almost, after I got that tape from you, I almost convinced myself that it wasn't any use at all to run a tape if you couldn't hear it. And if you was having to do, as Lou said, turn it over and turn your volume up high, and then you could only hear a little of it. But the letters I've been getting from you lately indicate that you've been hearing them. I don't know how good. So I hope that these are coming through clear, and that you can hear them as well as I hear them when I play them back to test them. Well, along with all our electric powers, the generator problems exist, and the crazy administration that always goes on, as I run into some of the problems they have. A fella came through here from Saigon, a big shot, and we was telling him about our generator problems, and he said, gee, all you have to do is send them down there. Send us the generators, and we'll send you replacements right away. So 2 weeks ago, I sent two generators down by air, and now they've lost them. And we'll never get them back, I guess. And I don't know, I'll never get any replacements. They just knuckleheads. You never can trust them. Even the big shots who tell you, they'll do anything they can for you. First thing you know, they can't do anything. I guess from Saigon down to this country, it's just a little pinpoint on the map and hardly worth wasting their time on. But they're breaking me up in business if I don't get some generators to replace the ones I sent in, because I need some for my houses here. I'll learn, I guess. Don't turn loose of anything. But they're no good sitting here anyway, broke down. And I might as well clear them out of the area. I've got a half a dozen more I'm going to ship. Maybe they'll send me replacements. Maybe they won't. Anyway, we'll see pretty soon. I've got them all excited from Saigon to Da Nang anyway. They know that we're out of generators because I've been making enough noise about it. In fact, Da Nang is going to send me one, he says, as soon as he tests it a little more. Maybe we'll have some electric power yet. We better pretty soon because I'm getting tired of listening to these people, the mines, squawking about the damn poor management I'm running and not getting them electricity. Well, I've got one guy now I'm mad enough to punch in the nose, and that's some doctor we got here. He comes in every morning and says, how's about getting me electricity? And I've told him the story time and again. And if he comes in the morning because I've got him and says something, I think I'll eat him up because I've got city power plugged into him, and if he hasn't got brains enough to use it, that's his own fault. But as I say, I guess we'll get some power pretty soon. We even was out last night, as I say, in our own house. Our generator broke and the fuse blew, and so I'll be pretty glad to get my next 30 days in so I can be counting the hours till I'm hopping on that airplane to see my sugar in old Colorado. I guess I told you that I've had approval to go back on the 20th of December. So you can just stand by on your birthday, baby. You're going to get it. And you're going to get it good. And it's going to get it for every year of your life. How many is that? 39? Well, we're going to have a big old time, baby, you and I. And when I read your letters about poor old Cousin Lou and Ruthie, I just...